The following program is sponsored by James Freed.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got an excellent show for you today. We're going to get right to it. We've got our first guest is holding on the line right now, Dante Vittoria. He's the founder and CEO of the Vittoria Group up in New York. He's been an investment banker for over 30 years. We're going to talk to him about the impact of the tax changes on corporate America, as well as your Main Street pocketbook. And then the second half hour, we're going to talk to Dr. Joan Cohn and her husband, Peter Cohn. They've established the Jane Mayer Human Nutrition Center, Research Center on Aging at Tufts. We're going to talk about the impact of your lifestyle on aging, how you can live better and longer. Oh, it's going to be great. I know my wife wants to hear that. Wanda, take it away. I've been on it. I've been singing the whole time. Okay. All right. There you go. That's the part I was waiting for. Hey, you know what else I was waiting for? I was waiting for Warren Henry to deliver Vivian's new car. That's right. Warren Henry got us a new car for Vivian. That's right. We're going to change Vivian's energy. We got her out of the black car into the white car. It's a beautiful car. I want to thank everybody at Warren Henry. I want to thank, of course, Larry and the whole team over there. Just thank you so much for the new car for Vivian. Hey, and when you're looking to buy or lease your car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. And up in Gainesville, they've got Audis. And down in Key West, they've got them all. Hey, what do they got in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my wife. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, everybody, need capital for your real estate deal? Well, I know who you call. You call me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. I'm going to help you solve your capital needs. Maybe it's residential. Maybe you're looking to buy a house. Maybe you're wising up and realizing you may need a little cash next year, a little extra cash out right now. I can help you. Get cash out right now. You give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're an investor looking to buy some real estate, but you got to close fast to get that right deal. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. When you call us, one person makes the decision. We can commit in one day and we'll fund within a week. That's right. So you give us a call and we'll help you with your commercial real estate loan. Also hard to finance offshore people. We can help a foreigner get closed. And again, we could do it in a week. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call us, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're on, and we've got my good friend from New York, Dante Victoria, on. He's the founder and CEO of the Victoria Group in New York for more than 30 years. Dante's been running his group, which has broad experience in working with companies of various sizes to fulfill their financial needs. Welcome back, Dante.
Hey, brother, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Rumor has it we might put our snow shovels away next week, too.
Yeah, God forbid.
I'm not sure yet.
God forbid. I heard there's something programmed for June to come at you after this winter. It's ridiculous.
I may be down by you. I mean, I don't know if I'm cool enough to live in Miami. I might have to live with the old people in a suburb or something. But
You can come down to Miami. The Altacockers now live downtown. You got no problem living down here. In fact, they're just developing a over 55 building out in downtown Doral. So there's lots of places. All you need is suntan lotion and some sunglasses, Dante.
There we go. I got some sunglasses. There we go, brother.
Well, there you go. Now, come on down here and sports. So listen, we framed this up as a comment on what the impact on Main Street and Wall Street is of tax reform. It's all yours. Go for it.
Big stuff. And, you know, this is a long time coming. And you know as well as everybody else does, and your listeners too, to be successful in business, you have to compete. And when you have a company in our country paying 35%, and I wish I was paying 35% corporate tax. I bet you do too. Pay more, actually. And you're competing with China, who doesn't pay any taxes. Why wouldn't a company export their jobs, export their manufacturing? What Trump is doing now, he's just jump-starting our economy. And this is the first step. The tariffs you've seen coming on, this is going to stimulate more manufacturing. I know it's a foreign word in our country, but now it's going to stimulate manufacturing in our country, and the trickle-down effect is going to happen. You're going to see it immediately, but you're going to see it 3 to 5 years later, and how it's going to affect your listeners on Wall Street. They're going to have more money in their pocket.
Well, let me tell you about
job
a call
creation.
Yeah, but let me tell you about a call I just got. I was talking. Somebody's trying to promote somebody to be on my show. And we're actually going to have them. They're promoting the China Textile Fair here. It's going to happen next month. But what's going on is they used to have a very, very strong textile and fabric industry down here. Made a lot of clothing. That all disappeared. And now it's going to come back, and it's going to come back because you've got this inexpensive investment money coming in looking to start it up here. It's absolutely fascinating how things have gone full circle. So, yeah, it's happening. There is becoming a manufacturing revolution in the U.S., and I've got to tell you, it doesn't have to be dirty. It can be clean.
Of course. You know, Jim, this is the first time in our lifetime, we're approximately the same age, that we've actually had a man in the White House that has business experience and isn't a career politician. And it's not a knock on the politicians, but you can't just make a decision unilaterally if you have no experience. It's a guy who's run companies, who has failed at companies, who has succeeded at companies. He's been all over the place. So he knows the ins, the outs, the ups and downs. He knows what to do when something's not working, and he's not afraid to do it. And that's the beauty of it, as I see it anyway. You're going to stimulate our economy. You're going to put more money in people's pockets. And the days of, you know, my great-grandmother putting money in her mattress or her coffee can, long gone.
I agree with you. Look, it's very hard. I was talking to somebody. I have another client. Client's 80 years old. He goes, I'm still trying to make a living. Dude, you're 80 years old. He goes, I'm still trying to save money. I'm still trying to put it away. It's not that easy to get to the next level here in our economy. Now, we don't talk politics a lot on our show, but I think today, given our topic, it's not such a bad idea. So I agree with you, Dante. I think that we really are benefiting from having somebody that takes a different approach in the White House. Doesn't mean I'm a Trumper. I'm actually kind of purple. I'm not Democrat. I'm not Republican. I vote for somebody that's going to function and make our world function. And that's very common knowledge in our business world. I think that Trump added another 2 years to our boom cycle that's already been 10. It's going to become a record boom. I'm excited about that. There's still runway left.
Well, exactly. And, you know, you said it right. I'm purple also, and I'm always lean to the right. You know, that's kind of the way it is with me anyway. In my
I have a doctor that can fix that.
Can you do anything with that bald spot in the back of my head?
Huh? But, yeah, I got a paint can right here. If you come on down, I was trying to fix mine on, too. I just don't have enough hair anymore, so I'm just letting it go. But, Dante, so what's going on there? What are you seeing there, and what do you think is going to happen?
It's great because now you have people. We can't afford to support our country, so it's a dirty word, that four letter word, work. Give people jobs. I really believe in my heart of heart, if you give an American a job and an opportunity, He's not going to say no. He's not going to sit back and just wait for a check in his mailbox or deposit into his account. He wants to work. We want to work. We're working people. And the more you work, the more you earn. Well, it seems to have gotten lost in the translation over the last, you know, 12 to 18 years. But it's coming back, and it's come back very loud and very clear up on Wall Street anyway.
So then now that we've got the change in corporate taxes, you're seeing people are onshoring more. They're bringing back money. You saw all these announcements about people making big CapEx investments and things like mm-hmm. that. They're creating jobs. So what do you think is going to be next? What do you see? What's the impact on Main Street from all this?
What's going to happen? And, you know, Trump is not a foolish man. He's, you know, the headlines say, oh, he's cutting taxes. And the naysayers say, oh, he's cutting taxes. Sure, he's helping his friends. You got to read the fine print. He's told corporations, listen, you're going to get tax breaks. You're not going to be able to buy back your own stock and retire it into your coffers. You're not going to do that. You're not going to do that. You're going to get penalized for that.
So, there are
stringent rules to these tax cuts. So you have to invest in R&D, and the more you invest in R&D, you're going to have to create jobs. If you're going to develop products, you have to have people to manufacture for yourself. You're going to take yourself, you're going to create more jobs to the guy on Main Street, and you're going to be manufacturing things in this country. So, I mean, up here in New York, we have, on any Main Street, you have everybody's trying to sell somebody something else. We don't make anything. You have restaurants and diners and, you know, dry cleaners and banks. We don't make anything. Now we're going to start making things. It's not going to happen overnight. But imagine if you made a television in the United States. We used to. If you make cars or whatever.
Look, we do make cars. We make a lot of good things here. And the fact is that now manufacturing can be a lot cleaner given technology. I think that they can bring these jobs back. They can increase the technological and innovation. And I think it's really great for the United States. We've got a thing going on here in a couple of weeks called Emerge Americas, where they bring a whole bunch of technology people together and have collisions. And I just drove by a driverless car yesterday. Of course, it had drivers in it. And you look at it, and it's got this really clunky thing on top, and it looks really herky-jerky. I guarantee you, in 5 years, the thing will be as big as my phone that sits on top of that thing.
Perfect. Right? Exactly.
And that's going to bring a lot of jobs.
Sure will. And service jobs as well. But, you know, you had the big thing in northern Florida not too long ago with the solar panel manufacturers. They had a deal. You know, our country, people don't realize, we pay a tremendous amount of tax dollars to farmers all over our country not to grow crops.
Well, sure. That's what you used to learn in civics. They just don't teach a lot of civics anymore.
Right. And they're paying you to rent your land and put up solar panels or air turbines. Those days are over. You're going to have to work, and you're going to have to turn that land of yours into a working entity to make a living. And it's cheaper for the country, and it creates jobs. And if you don't create jobs for your people, you have nothing. If you don't have a workforce, you have nothing. And in my opinion, again, I don't want to be a rah-rah guy, but I am. We have the best workers in the world. You can't tell me our people aren't as qualified or not more qualified than anybody else on the planet. I don't buy it.
Well,
we've gotten lazy, gotten fat, but we get back.
Well, I think that if they create the appropriate rewards so that people have an alignment of interest with moving the country forward, I think that that's what we're really looking to do. Now, we've only got about a minute left, Dante, so I want to give you the last shot. I want you to give your bottom line, your baseline. What do you think we need to be aware of coming up?
The tariff is going to be a big, big deal. And I think what happens is people get frightened. Well, China's going to swing back. And I said this on a station not too long ago. What can China do? China exports more stuff to our country than anywhere else.
Yeah, we were 17%, I read. 17%.
Stop buying the products. Simple as that.
I really think that all this is that we're creating a negotiating room, and it's something that I think, again, and we don't talk a lot of politics, but I do think somebody needs to slap China around a little bit because what they've been doing is absolutely disgusting. We need to make sure that the world is tilted appropriately. I don't mind competing with anybody as long as we can compete fairly.
Level field is good. Competition is good.
No.
And listen, if China can make something as good as we can and it's cheaper, good for them.
Yeah, as long as they invented it themselves without our intellectual property.
And things like that. That's a whole other story. Next time I come on.
Yeah, well, listen, I want to thank you for coming in and bringing your energy and your positive energy and stuff. We're going to have you on again in a couple of weeks. I want you to send me an email. We'll coordinate and get that all again. But it's always great having our New York view from our good friend Dante Victoria. Dante, I want to thank you so much. If people want to get more information about you or what you do up there, or how do they find you?
TheVictoriaGroup.com. Tell you all about it. You can see my picture up there, but, you know. Don't go too hard on that.
That's all right. That's why you have sunscreen and sunglasses, Dante.
There you go, brother.
Come visit me. Come say hello. Come meet Mrs. Freed, who is, by the way, doing great, and thank you so much for all your help.
Oh, no problem. Tell Viv I said hello. Send our love.
We will. We love you, Dante. We will talk to Dante again in a few weeks. It's Dante Victoria, the Victoria Group. Now we're going to have a break, and then Wanda and I are going to come back. Wanda's going to ask me some good questions that have been burning it up in there, and we're going to have a great conversation. We're going to talk about things that can help make your life better if you start implementing them today. Now, Wanda, play me something good. Oh, yeah, well, it's showing phone, so I'm not seeing the thing. Oh, there it goes. Okay, we had to wait for Dante to drop, and then I got the thing. Okay, too much technical information for everybody, but I will say this. If you want some real technical information, I'm going to give it to you. My technical information is that my wife just got a car from Warren Henry. We replaced her old bad energy car with a new energy car, and it's just absolutely great. I want to thank Larry for maintaining our relationship and making sure that we stay part of the Warren Henry family. I got my wife. I got my mom. I got me. How come I don't have you? Maybe I do, and I just don't know it. That's right. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Special shout out to Sergio. All right. Hey, you know, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. Sergio's the guy that helped us get our car, our latest new car. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything anytime for 4 years. Red cap means I never have to go back to the service line. They take my car up to service. They bring me the loaner. Then they take the car back after. It's just absolutely great. You know, join me. Join my mom. Join my wife. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, need real estate capital? Well, by now you know who to call. You give me a call, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. I have clients that range from the largest real estate operating companies to individual condo and home buyers. That's right. We can help you if you want to capitalize your high-rise office building, your high-rise condominium, your office, your apartment building, retail. I can help you with that. I can also help you if you need to finance your investment home or your condo. So if you're a realtor, give me a call. I can help you close that deal right now. What else? Well, working on a lot of in-town urban high-rise development. So if you're working on a complex real estate situation or you just need a little help with your special situation, give me a call at 305-773-6300. If you need help right now, we can help you. One person will make the decision. We can commit today. We can fund in a week. If it's a complex capital market situation, I can help you with that too. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on, and we're talking me and you, Wanda. How's it been this week?
It's been just fine and dandy. Had a little time away.
Yeah, how's Polo doing down
there? He's great. He's been spoiled for, again, another visit.
No, well, that's super. Listen, tell me a little bit about the podcasting. You're coming out with me on my remote. Next week, we're doing a remote from the CBRE office. You going to join me?
I hope so. Now, what's this place all about?
CBRE. It's a big international commercial real estate brokerage firm. My friend Arden Carson runs the office here in Miami. They're having a big meeting next week where they're bringing in their global people to talk about the market and all kinds of other stuff. We're going to have those folks on the show. We're also going to have the head of Moss Construction, Brad Meltzer, on the show. So it's going to be an awesome show, all real estate all the way. But it's going to be
commercial,
an amazing event.
Regular folk real estate.
Commercial and regular. We're going to talk to everybody. Okay. Everybody will be able to figure out, and it's going to impact everybody.
So much under one umbrella, you know, that you're doing over there.
Well, it's a big thing, and we're big people, and that's why it's Freed on Business, because it's a big umbrella. It's just not real estate-centric.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to talk to the folks there, and one of the things we'll probably talk about is trends in retailing, how retailing is evolving and becoming more close to you, how stores are changing, and they're becoming more about being distribution points as much as a place where you can go and experience shop. We'll talk a little bit about experiential shopping, all kinds of great stuff, all kinds of buzzwords. They're all about that. I'm really all about just getting it done for folks.
All right. And how's the Brightline thing coming?
The Brightline thing, that's interesting that you have mentioned that. We're also going to talk about the Brightline. The Brightline is coming along. As you pass through downtown, you can start seeing the Grand Central Station and everything else rising. We're going to have folks involved with that actually in a few weeks. We're going to have Art Falcone and Encore on. We're going to talk about what's going on. And he's one of the big developers there of the Miami World Center. Boy, you're just nailing it. I didn't even give you a list. You're doing great.
Well, I've got questions. Now, where does the Brightline start and where does it go to?
Okay, Brightline for now is from Fort Lauderdale to West Palm. Soon it's going to come down and be in Miami. Right now, I believe the pricing is $15 a leg, but I don't know if that's one way or round trip. I got to tell you, if it's $60, if it's $30 to go to West Palm from here on the train, I'd probably consider doing it. But if it's $60, I'm probably going to drive.
Yeah, it makes more sense.
You know, because not only that, I'm going to take an Uber. It's going to take me more time.
How long does it take, though?
No. Yeah. It's probably going to take a similar amount of time because you've got stops, but you'll be able to work. You won't be aggravated when you get there.
Yeah.
You'll be able to make phone calls. You know, it started out that I used to make phone calls in the car. Now I won't make a phone call in the car unless I already have the person notified that I'm going to be in the car and making the phone call because you get distracted.
Uh-huh.
And now finally it happened to me. Somebody gave me play-by-play when they were in the car. That's something I love doing is play-by-play.
Play-by-play of what?
Of what's going on. My God, can't you give play-by-play when you drive?
No, I can't.
Oh, how about the person that was going left and decided on the you know, that's my favorite is that when you get to the split in the road and you can see it's on in their car and they're looking at it.
That's
and they
I
suddenly
my...
go, oh my God, and they almost hit you.
Yeah, I miss my turns many times. That
yeah, well, that's my point. I just go through it and come back. I don't try to kill myself or somebody else.
Gotcha.
You know, but it happened the other day. I was driving across Biscayne. I was driving Biscayne Boulevard. There's a couple things that bothered me. You know, on Biscayne and 34th around the neighborhood where I live, they've done a whole bunch of street improvements. But the one thing they didn't do, they didn't put in a crosswalk.
Well, they have these crosswalks where it starts flashing.
Yeah, but they need one by where I live.
They just don't do it.
Well, if they had cops there, they'd stop. People need to teach that. They want this to be pedestrian friendly, but they need the crosswalks. And I'm not kidding. You're going to get killed.
Are the red light cameras gone?
Red light cameras are gone in the city of Miami. They'll be gone in other places really soon. Okay. They had a real problem making the red light camera ticket stick. I have a friend of mine that can help you with your red light ticket if you have it. If you're turning on right, if you're blowing through a red light, well, they're still going to get you for that one. But a right on red, that's over. And a red and the cameras, they're pushbacks. It's not the recession anymore. Those were used during the recession to generate income for different people. So it's not that way anymore.
Okay, I got a call.
Okay, take the call. Maybe it's our next guest. While Wanda's taking the call, I want to remind everybody that, yes, we'll be broadcasting live next week from CBRE's Miami office, where we'll be talking to their international head of research and a whole bunch of other really cool people. We'll probably talk to Arden Carson about the market. We're going to talk about Brad Meltzer about, that's our guest, right? I know it's our guest because our guest is really well-tuned. I'm very excited about having them on the show. But so Brad will be there. We'll be talking real estate, commercial real estate. You'll be there, I hope, to talk about how your blogging business can really help out every one of the people
podcast,
that will be there.
Podcast.
I'm sorry, podcast. See, even I don't have it right yet.
Yes, I know. That's
so okay. What is it that you do with that?
Well, we're just gathering up some ideas for podcasting to build up our own Salem network of podcasts. And I love working with people and their shows. And so putting that together is my favorite thing to do. And I get to learn all sorts of things.
Yeah, it's really cool. Plus, yeah. I got 500 episodes of this. They can put that on the podcast.
Do what you love, my friends. Do what you love.
That's true. And tell people that you're doing it. Show them that you're doing it.
And come do it here.
And, you know, you project your positive energy and it has a good impact on business. I've learned that from my stuff, my business radio show.
Well, people get to know you a little bit better just by having a show, and they want to do business with you just by virtue of you are kind of a fun guy.
Well, not only that, I'm somewhat knowledgeable as well.
And you know stuff.
Well, that's true, too. You keep on plumbing the depths of my knowledge. What other questions you got today?
Well, you know, it's your personality that I'm always attracted to.
Well, thank God my wife likes that.
Hey!
Well, listen, Wanda, we're going to be talking in our next segment. We're going to be talking about health and wellness, how you can live a good, solid life. We're also going to be talking about impact investing. People wonder what impact investing is. That's when you direct your wealth to make an impact on the world. So the folks will be talking about not only talk the talk, but they walk the walk. You see, they also fund the institute that helps people with aging. It's going to be an awesome interview. We're going to talk about health, wellness, the way you should focus your life. And I already do a lot of the things that they talk about. I work real hard to maintain a mindfulness period during the day. I work to be focused. I make sure I work out. We know I've lost 40 pounds. 10 of that is courtesy of Irma, of course.
Yeah.
Then let's see, what other things do I do that are good for health and wellness? I eat a very good balanced diet.
Do you meditate?
Yeah, I just talked about that while you
that
were
part.
Working.
I was looking for music.
Yeah, I know. That's okay. So maybe you picked on something good. Okay. And I meditate. I work hard to create a positive environment when I'm in a meeting. As my Facebook page says, I'm a force that brings good energy to the world. And there's a big energy ball right there on my Facebook page. So there's all that too.
Do you dance?
Only when you play good music.
Okay. I think we all need to dance a little more.
I do. I want to dance. I want to dance with my wife, but she's on the physically unable to perform list right now.
The other Jim and his wife are taking dance lessons.
I think that's actually going to be a lot of fun. It makes you do things.
I bet he's good at it. Huh? I bet he's good at it.
He's a show-off, that guy.
He is, kind of.
He tries to not be a show-off. He tries to kind of, you know, hide back there, but he's a show-off. He's got a lot of energy he pushes.
He's an entertaining guy.
He is, actually, and he's also behind what we're doing, which I truly appreciate. As people keep an eye on us, we see, if you're a regular listener, you'll see that the show's evolving. We don't only do business and lifestyle. We also do a little chit-chat now and try to develop more personality.
Love to chat with you if you want to give us a call.
Anytime they can call, they can give us a call. We've only got a minute left, though, so I think we need to do that earlier on in the segment.
Yeah, but anyway.
Okay, well, we'll tee up some calls for next time.
Just so you know, it's out there.
It is out there. Okay, we've only got a minute left, so I want to tease the next segment. The next segment is going to be Dr. Joan Cohn and her husband, Peter. And what they do is absolutely amazing. They help people around the world implement wellness strategies that help them live a longer life. And then as part of that, they're part of the Tufts Institute that helps for wellness also. It's really an amazing show that we're going to have, and it's going to be, what they do is they have the Jane Mayer Human Nutrition Research Center on Aging. Human Nutrition Research Center on Aging. If my wife isn't taping this, well, it'll be available on the website anyway. So make sure you listen. We're going to do something. We're going to talk about something that's going to impact your life and make your life better if you just listen. So stick with us. Wanda's going to play some music, and then we'll be back with Dr. Joan and her husband, Dr. Pete, right after this. Wanda, rock the house. Wow, Wanda, you're really rocking the house today. Who's that?
It's the crew, Motley.
All right. You got to love the Motley crew. And you know who else you got to love? You got to love our friends at Warren Henry. I want to thank Sergio and his team for helping Vivian and I replace her pre-transplant car with a post-transplant car. And we've now replaced the energy field of that car. Thank goodness. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infinities, where we got our car, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. That's they come and take your car and bring it back, and you never have to go to the dealership. It's really cool, unless you like the folks at the dealership, which I kind of do, so I like to go up there. They also get a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. I'm sure my mom's driving them crazy with her stuff. Well, join me, my mom, and my wife. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. Why aren't you? You know what? You probably are. Hey, it's always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, it's time for me to talk about what I do for a living. That's right. Give me a call. I can help you with your real estate finance, personal or business. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. That's right. We're one of Miami's oldest private lenders. We can make a loan in a week up to $15 million. So if we can help you solve your problem, give me a call at 305-773-6300. One person makes the decision. We can commit that day. We close in a week. Sounds good. That's right. You know who to call. Maybe you need some financing for somebody from overseas. We can do that too. Maybe you're having a problem getting your real estate capital stack. What's that? Well, that's your private debt, your first mortgage, your mezzanine mortgage, all that kind of stuff. Maybe you even need a creative mortgage to help you with your capital improvements. That's right. Anything creative, anything special, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Now, we've made it even easier to connect with 880 The Biz while you're on the go. Download our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. And stay connected to the latest business news with your mobile device. Listen online right through the app. Stay connected, even while you're busy. For more information, go to 880thebiz.com. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got a great pair up this time. We've got Dr. Joan Cohn and her husband, Peter Cohn. They've established the Dr. Joan and Peter Cohn and Family Research Fund at the Gene Meyer Human Nutrition Research Center on Aging. Wow, that was real easy to say. It's a Tufts University. It's aimed at advancing scientific discovery and the knowledge about the connections between nutrition, inflammation, and chronic disease. My wife and I actually talk about this all the time. Each year, due to the generosity of the Cones and other donors that join them, they use it to fund the support of the HNRCA students and scientists focused on expanding our understanding of the links between nutrition, inflammation, and chronic diseases such as cancer and arthritis. Welcome to the show. My gosh, I can't wait to talk to you guys.
Oh, Jim, thanks. Thanks for having us.
It's my absolute pleasure. You know, my wife just recently had a kidney transplant, so we've been eating and watching her. We've been eating a really good diet, good nutrition. Well, we use a lot of it to fight inflammation and chronic disease, and I can guarantee you right now she's got her pen poised, and she's waiting with bated breath, so rock on. Tell me what I got to know.
Well, what is it? Do you have any questions about your wife and her disease and what she should be eating?
Absolutely not. Right now she eats the perfect renal diet. She has a lot of high protein, not a lot of carbs. But really what I wanted to talk about is a little bit about what you guys have come to town to talk about. Well, I'm going to this great presentation tomorrow. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what we're going to be talking about there?
Well, tomorrow we're going to be talking about aging with the right attitude. We're going to be talking about it. Peter is a cardiologist, and I'm a psychotherapist, so we're going to do the mind-body connection.
Wow, that sounds really exciting. Can you give me an example of one of the things that connects the mind and the body?
Well, when you think about it, think about depression. Think about the fact that when people are depressed, either they often eat too much or they don't eat at all.
Right.
Let me interject a few words here.
For sure, Peter.
Doctor here.
All right. Well, listen, I got you both, so I want to rock on. You can both give me your interjections. I'm looking forward to that.
There's no question that the psychological frame that we're in can influence the physiology of the body. So it's very possible that by being in a depressed mood, you're depressing your immune system, which means you cannot fight diseases as best you can. So a positive approach to life is very, very important.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Go
ahead, Joan. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Jim. If you have a glass of water in front of you, look at it. Is your glass half full or is it half empty?
My glass? My glass is always half full, for goodness sakes.
That's the perfect answer. It's really, really important to look at your life as being full. And even when you're down and things are hard, you have to look around and you have to find other things to fill your glass.
Oh, my gosh. My mom's the perfect example. She's about to turn 80. I think that she's going to go till she's 110. And all she is positive. She dresses up and makes a great impression. She's still the weekend psychotherapist at the Mount Sinai Hospital here, and every time she dresses, she makes the people laugh when she walks in, and when she laughs, she has the greatest time. They look forward to seeing her. I think it's a bilateral relationship in there, her environment and her. She stays positive, and she makes the people positive around her.
Well, you know, there's actually a physiologic basis for what you just said. Laughter, humor, can make your immune system charged up. And as we know, the immune system is so important in fighting diseases like cancer and even heart disease that the positive approach through laughter, through humor, is the way to go. So your mom is on the right track. That's great.
Yeah, and she transmitted it to me. I make a crack about just about everything. Big Don will tell you that. Big Don is the guy that introduced us, by the way. I hope he's there. Give a high five to Big Don for getting us all together here.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate that. Yes, I am here and with Joni and Peter, and we're excited to be on your show, and you always crack me up.
You just cracked me up. So already my immunities, I guess I can fight a cold off now. So listen, Joan, my wife, like I said, she just had the kidney transplant, and we could talk about her a little bit. It's okay. And so she had the transplant, but she's still a little bit run down. I'm thinking it may take as much as a year. You know, I wanted to get her to come up and meet y'all, but she just can't make the trip. She just doesn't have enough energy yet.
Well, that's understandable. And the most important thing is to listen to your body. And if she feels she can't do it, well, we can have it taped and we can talk to her by phone, or she can listen to the talk tomorrow. And you can even bring in questions that she has.
Well, that's great. I really appreciate that. I'm sure that she's going to listen. If you let me do it, well, I could put it up on Facebook Live, or I could just record it and show her the recording later. But I'd know that she'd love to attend, not only to see you, but to see Don and Fabi too. Oh my gosh, I'm getting a little too personal there. Hey, Fabi, shout out to Fabi. So Don, tell me a little bit about what we're going to be doing tomorrow and what's going on. You've arranged this. It's a benefit to the people that you do business with. Tell me a little bit about what we're going to do tomorrow.
Yes, correct. We actually, you know, we brought, you know, Dr. Peter and Dr. Joan Cohn down to Florida to have them speak and help, you know, interact with our business relationships as well as our clients. We have CPAs coming. We have in the middle of tax season, no less.
Oh, wow.
And we have a number of attorneys coming. Plus, we have a number of our family office clients that'll be there. And it's really to help people with their mind transition through retirement and through their years. And, you know, as you know, everybody and everything out there changes. And a lot of people have trouble dealing with that. Some people have an easier time dealing with it. So we have people coming from all areas. And we're having the event up here in Boca Raton at the Delray Sands Hotel, right on the beach in a nice, relaxing interior environment with glass walls overlooking the beach. So everybody can get that nice, relaxed and good mood going, so we can all feel good for the weekend.
Now, Dr. Joan, I have a question for you. Don mentioned the fact that there's transitions that we go through in life. There's a lot of transitions we go through, and if somebody is aging and getting towards retirement, then they're going through more transitions than other people, because not only are they having a life transition, but life is moving so fast, and it's not really like the life that they knew even 5 or 10 years ago. How does somebody deal with this type of rampant change in their life?
Well, I think there are a lot of ways to think about it. And you mentioned before that I think that they need to look at their health, their physical health first. That's always the most important. They have to look at their financial health. They should have a consultant who can plan for their retirement so there's no worry about how much they can spend, or if they do have budgetary needs, then they follow them. And then, from my perspective, the other piece of this is the psychological piece. How do we go through these transitions? Some people feel that when they get older and they're facing retirement, that all of a sudden their life is over. Now, that's really not true. Research has shown us that even though people are getting older, that as we get older, we let things go more easily. We find that people are less anxious, they're actually less depressed, and they stay in the moment, and they realize that the stress, much of the stress that they had as a younger person, they no longer have. So it's really, really nice to think about this as an adventure, a new beginning, the ability to do something in a different way, perhaps, than you've done before.
Well, I think that the upfront success of the person during their life really feeds their flexibility towards the back end. Dr. Peter, what do you think about that?
Excuse me, Jim. I think that's an excellent point. I also wanted to make a comment about your mom and the kidney transplant.
Sure.
It's the wife.
Yeah, my wife had the kidney transplant, and my mom is the person that goes and is the doctor, is the therapist on the weekends at Mount Sinai. But both are open for discussion.
The kidney transplant is something that I wanted to talk about a bit, because I think it's part of the realization that we live in an era where scientific and medical advances are such that these things are available to us. They weren't available 50, 60 years ago when they were in their infancy then. It's a fact of life that this generation, as we age, has the access to medical treatment and innovations that were not available before. So I think it's very, very, very important that the generations, as they do age, realize that they have to have a positive attitude towards some of these medical advances. Not all, because you have to be skeptical. We know that. But there's so much going on that there's no question that longevity is improved and the overall health of the population is getting better. This is a fantastic time to be alive.
Yeah, I talked repeatedly with my wife when it was really getting hard on her that we are at least lucky that she could be kept alive. And then we would always joke that my greatest dream in the world would be to be nothing more than her pee handler. I can't say it anyway. Watch her pee, collect her pee, measure her pee. It's my greatest joy in life right now.
Well, that's good. She's very lucky that she has someone as loving and giving as you are. That's a very important part of getting older, is to have people around you who you love, and who love you. And Jim, you made another point before when you were speaking with the other woman on the show.
Yes.
Talked about what you do, which is really important. You talked about being mindful. You talked about staying in the moment and appreciating what you have. And then you talked about the fact that you meditate. That is also a very good thing for reducing stress and actually helping your blood pressure as well.
I got to tell you is that you mentioned something about being surrounded by people that love you. My mom, when she goes to work, she comes and she drives past where I live. And so we stop and I see her and I make sure that I hug her and I kiss her and I touch her and I rub her and I tell her that I love her and I ask her, she knows how much I love her. It's the most, I'm so blessed to have that in my life.
It's pretty awesome.
It is awesome. Listen,
I don't have that, and I'm kind of jealous.
Well, okay. Well, hold on. Don't be jealous. Don't be jealous, Wanda. Listen, we're going to hold on. We got to take a break. This is getting to be awesome. I'm going to let everybody go get a tissue break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk about to Dr. Joan and Dr. Peter. I hope I can call them by their first name, Don. I hope that's okay. And we're going to talk to them about... We're going to talk to them something that's really important, and that's paying it forward. Not only do they give good advice, but they make sure that that advice is available to others. We're going to talk about how they do that after this break. Wanda, make us feel good with some awesome music. Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wilding, living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. See, Wanda? Oh, no, you played this one just because you knew my mom was listening. It's like her favorite song.
Hallelujah.
Ow!
Girls
hit you hallelujah. Ow! Girls hit you hallelujah. Ow!
Cause I'm telling funk, gonna give it to you. Cause I'm telling funk,
gonna
give it to you. Okay.
I'm having too much fun. Hold
and
it.
On to one hearing.
All right, everybody. I had to wait for that part. Now I can go right into the commercial. I'm sure Dr. Joan didn't mind me delaying it for a couple seconds for that. Hey, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They got Audi up in Gainesville. And of course, you know by now, Key West Store has everything you need. Hey, what do they all have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my wife, and my mom. We're all members of the Warren Henry family, and you should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody. I think you know by now, if you need real estate capital, you got to give me a call. Debt, equity, whatever you need, 305-773-6300. Maybe you need a private loan, something that needs to close fast, something that's creative. Well, we got that too. We can close in 5-7 days. One person makes the decision, we'll commit that day. Condos, office condo, hotel condo, no problem. Investor, no problem. Overseas, do those too. If it's special situation, I'm the one to call. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone with the iHeart app, TuneIn app, or 880 The Biz app.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we have got an awesome pair of guests here. And I'm going to tell you now, Don, you better tee it up so these guys come back. Dr. Joan Cohn and Dr. Peter Cohn. I'll give the whole rundown, not really. They are founding people and help fund the Gene Mayer Human Nutrition Research Center on Aging at Tufts University. I think they teach there too. Dr. Joan, do you guys teach there?
No, I'm actually on the faculty of Medicine in New York City, and Peter is an emeritus at Stony Brook University.
Well, I needed that. So, next time, Don, I'm going to need that.
Yeah.
But also, I want to talk a little bit about impact investing, because you guys also help raise money for the fund, for the foundation at Tufts, right?
Yes, we do.
Why don't we talk a little bit about paying it forward for just a second like that?
Okay, well, I think it was really interesting because the way in which we decided to fund our research fund came from making an investment in a company that was developing a new medical device. And when we made that money, we decided to donate it to Tufts for research that would help not only ourselves, but actually everyone we can think of in the world. Because we're really talking about the importance of understanding how inflammation can hurt you.
So then,
the Tufts University Research Foundation that you mentioned, Jim, is actually a pace setter in terms of making advances in fighting inflammation, not just due to drugs, but due to adequate nutrition, which, as you know, is a big thing in America today.
Oh my gosh!
It's a very, very important concept. And there's a Florida connection to all this.
Oh.
Because Gainesville has been one of the premier institutions in leading the country. The University of Florida should be very proud of the work that was done. Now, one of their top researchers did change his location to Tufts in Boston. And we heard a presentation of his, and we got so excited about it that that's how we wound up funding this.
Well,
and it's a tremendous concept when you think about it.
100%. Go Gators. There's Haley Plantation up there if you want to age in place up there. And I'd love to get you back on the phone one day with whoever you'd like from the University of Florida. Don knows we're big Gators. I'd love to do that. In fact, I'm sitting in front of an orange and blue sign right now. So inflammation and food. We've only got a couple of minutes left, like 2 minutes left. Can you tell me about the number one food that we need to be eating to make us feel better?
Okay, I'm going to say it really quickly. Green tea, curcumin, turmeric, and if you include those things that are easy to put in your diet, that should help.
Yeah, turmeric tastes so bad, though, but go ahead.
You know, put it as a spice on food. You're not going to eat it just eating
it. All right. You caught me. At least you know I tried it.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's what you were trying to prove, Jim.
but green tea is easy. Broccoli flourlets are easy. So I think those are things that actually help to decrease the inflammation in your body.
Oh, I eat broccoli florets every single night. My wife has it nailed. She has it nailed. So, honey, I'm on my way home. Dr. Joan and Dr. Peter, I hope that you will allow me to make you regulars on my show. You guys are amazing.
Well, it'd be our pleasure, and we're looking forward to meeting you, and we send our best to your wife and to your mom as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. You guys are great. I want to thank Don for bringing them on board. I want to thank Dante for joining us in the first segment. Of course, I always want to thank Lauren's Kids and, of course, our big sponsors, Warren Henry. I want to thank also the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at the University of Florida, which we mentioned earlier. Of course, I want to thank you, our listeners. Without you, we wouldn't have a show. Go to our Facebook page and like our show. Tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. You can tweet at me, at Jim Fried or Fried on Business. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Robert Pitts will have the show up probably tomorrow. If you missed it, it'll be up on our webpage, freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 6 o'clock. Why? Because I love doing this. We're going to be broadcasting live from the Brickell office of CBR. We're going to have lots of great information about commercial real estate. So stick with us for next week's show. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
And we have a rebroadcast Tuesday at 7 o'clock.
High five!
Right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.